Chapter 47, the seven disciplines, 2024. Seven disciplines, 2024, sales, marketing, accounting, law, quality control, knowledge, and direction. All the things people really don't want to do, or maybe they want to do two or three, but not all of them.
Maybe I'll let somebody else do that one or that other one.
As I always say, you can let somebody else do it as long as you look over, hyper-manage, and understand the ramifications of what they're doing and the consequences if they don't do it right. Let me make some comments in light of timely events that are happening right now. We know that Israel has a future. It's mentioned in the Bible clearly and often. However, I'm not too sure about America. There is politics coming against America standing for Israel. In the past, America always stood for Israel. Now there's politics that say, don't do that. Israel is our ally in this hour of uncertainty in the whole world. I think it's best that we remember the scripture of God's promise to Abraham, i.e. Israel, Genesis 12:3. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. Yeah, it's some heavy stuff, man. It's going on right now. If this is the end of the world, after the events of Iran's attack on Israel, perhaps this is the time of Ezekiel 38, scripture that foretells end times. By the time I share this with you, or by the time you listen to it on a recording, Israel may have already retaliated against Iran. Russia may have retaliated against Israel in an alliance with Iran, and World War III may be through the door. Keep in mind, the end of the world just means the end of it this way. There will be another uprising that comes after this. It's the end of this cush job that we've had so far. So, what about the seven disciplines? Well, you and I have not been called by the UN, Israel, or God to handle the situation in the Middle East or verify the next prophetic date on the calendar. What have we been given? Well, as long as America stands and you and I are breathing, we are tasked today with the responsibility of today. Nothing more, nothing less. Pay attention and listen to the direction of the Lord as he teaches through his word, Isaiah 30:21. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Oh yeah, man, dig it. A believer gets to have the Lord in him all the time. So let's get back to it. Sales, marketing, accounting, law, quality control, knowledge, and direction. Discipline number one, sales. A good name is the best calling card. Use it. Stay personally involved with new customers and existing customers. New customers and existing customers. Stay involved. Pick up the phone. Stay in touch. Make sure a company website is up to date. There is always, always, always customers to thank, or new customers to approach and thank with humility and an offer of solid workmanship and craftsmanship, a reminder that you care about them. The theme behind sales, here it is. Whether the world is ending or not, you will get your product safe and sound. I give you my word. That'd be a showstopper, wouldn't it? When thinking of new contacts, be brilliant. When thinking about your new customers or your existing customers, be brilliant. Send reminders. I've often sent coffee coupons. I've sent coffee discount coupons, anything. Keychains, key rings with your name on it, their name on it. Stay in touch. Allow those who pay your bills to feel honor in your relationship. Sending something as simple as coffee coupons does three things that are very good. Any more would be weird. Any less would be stupid. These little gifts, little coupons, they're inexpensive, they're amusing, and people will not throw them away. That's how you know it's brilliant. Three things to remember in sending a marketing tool: inexpensive, amusing, and they can't throw it away. Be brilliant, simple, personable, and never, ever turn such matters over to others.
Well, I'm not very good at that. I let my person do that. Don't do that.
You know your customer better than anyone. And if you don't, learn. I sent a customer a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses once. I told him it was a bribe with one single lens removed. I sent him a pair of Ray-Bans with one lens out of it, right? Told him it was a bribe.
Yeah, I told him if I get the job, I'll send him the other lens. Long story short, it was a $3 million job for one of my customers. Out of the many subcontractors, my buddy got the job, and I'll have a good laugh on that guerrilla marketing tool to this day. Why do I call it guerrilla marketing? I made it up. You can't find it on the website. Guerrilla marketing. It's cheap. Amusing. They can't throw it away. Stay correct and good in the life God has given you. Stay respectful of people who give you money. Otherwise, we believe the lie. What's the lie? A lie that you don't have to pay attention. I can pay somebody to do that. That's not true. Deception is the mother of catastrophic failure. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. We all should think about that before we hire a marketing consultant or an ad agency. Don't let anybody deceive you. Yeah, we'll handle that, Bob. We got that. We got your back. Baloney. Okay, this is discipline number one, sales. Discipline number two, marketing. What's the difference between marketing and sales? Marketing is advertising. Sales is the art of closing a deal. They're different. Or maintaining a relationship. Sales is maintaining a relationship. Closing the deal. Marketing is advertising. It's advertising. In marketing, Google has changed. SEO has changed drastically. Get it together. Realize what's going on in the world and get your head out of the sand. It ain't like it used to be. Now, this is an important line here. What you think you know, and everybody out there knows who I'm talking to, what you think you know, you don't know. Ask the Lord to loosen your stubborn, arrogant nature so you can learn. Let God lead you and watch what happens. Luke 21:15, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. Wow. God's going to give you the inside track, the special handy-dandy words that sell only you. Well, it sounds like that's what he's saying. Get your head out of the sand. Don't think you're so brilliant. I'm telling you, man, advertising, it ain't what it used to be. It has changed. Discipline number three, accounting. So we got sales, marketing, and now discipline number three, accounting. Without severe clarity in this area, chaos will overtake a corporation and the man or woman behind it. Don't play the low bidder game with financials and people that handle your financials. Bad idea. Don't play the low, oh, my cousin will do that for $8. Stop that. It's as simple as this. You are not a bookkeeper, controller, CPA, or CFO. Quit acting like it. That behavior never ends well. And just think, if you're not a bookkeeper, controller, CPA, or CFO, how could you hire one? How would you know if they're qualified? You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. How would you know? You wouldn't know. 1 Corinthians 4:2. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found trustworthy. How would you know? You have to hire people with a history. You have to hire people that come highly referred. You have to investigate, interrogate, and oversee everything they're doing all the time. Sales, marketing, and accounting, discipline number three. Discipline number four, law. That's one. It's huge undertaking. DMV, construction permits, IRS payments, disagreements, parking and traffic citations for your employees with company trucks, bankruptcy, reorganization, taxes, employment, workers' comp, slip and fall, personal liability and guarantees, charge cards, line of credits, all these things are a part of law that is not a common knowledge base. Learn it, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, it's not up to the attorney. It's up to you to know what the attorney should do. What's that you say? I hire an attorney. Baloney. The attorneys work for me. I don't work for the attorneys. I oversee everything the attorneys do for you and me. Otherwise, who's driving? People that let the attorneys drive pay a huge consequence, both in time and a lot of money. And ultimately, relationships and legal matters are torched. They're torched. Ruined with your attorney, ruined with whoever you're trying to negotiate with. Don't let go of any legal matter, man. Do you know how many deals are ruined because lawyers over-lawyer them? Don't let go of any legal matter. Leaving it to someone else, bad idea. Be involved. Otherwise, you'll lose perspective, man. You'll follow the wrong path without solution or fair settlement. I've said it so many times. Perspective is actually what's going on. Perception, that's not groovy. Perception is the devil's tool. It's what you think is going on. It's what I think. That's not good. Why? Because there is a spirit of nonsense on this earth and around every one of us. 1 Timothy 4, 1-5. The Spirit clearly says that in later times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Such teachings come through hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared as with a hot iron. This is scripture written thousands of years ago. And look, we're doing it right now. It's so pertinent right now. People are so, as they say, hell-bent on the wrong way. Inexperience, immaturity, ignorance of the rules, none of it matters in a violation. Law is not optional. Be aware, lest your own professionals take advantage of you, your own lawyers take advantage of you, and cast you to the side in your desperate calamity. When things go nuts, they just say, hey, sorry, you know, we did the best we could. Hey, you know, sorry, the deal didn't go through, the relationship's a mess, you know, I couldn't get them to do it, you know, sorry, it just happens, you know. Okay. Sales, marketing, accounting, law, discipline number 5, quality control. Stay away from the expensive statement, I hire people to do that for me. It's kind of a theme here, isn't it? Those 8 words ruin everything catastrophically. Look through all areas of your business all the time. Micromanage yourself, overseeing all that God has given you. Micromanage everything. Does that mean do it? No, that means look over it. Know it. Acts 20:28. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. God, Jesus Christ, gave us in the blood of Christ. We are here doing the work. We are saved by the blood of Christ. Look over what's going on. I retract my statement. I said, do you have to do it? No, you got to look over it and see that it's being done right. But if you had to do it, you know how. You'd have to find somebody, but by overseeing what's going on, to find somebody, you're better accredited to be able to do that because you've been overseeing and understanding what's going on. I tell this to people till I'm blue in the face. And to those that don't listen, it's to no avail with quite a few of them. They don't want to listen. And well, what happens? The enemy will tempt until all comes tumbling down. I don't have to do that. I hired somebody. I can go away. I can leave the post. I can do blah, 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 blah. And whose fault is it in the end when things crumble? The enemy? Yeah, okay, we can blame the enemy for it. But those who let go of responsibility and turn it over to other people, who said okay to the wrong voice? The voice of treason, not reason. The 7 disciplines are here to save your butt. Sales, marketing, law, quality control. Come on. Bring it, buddy. Where are we at now? Discipline number 6. Knowledge. Knowledge. You want to know how to be successful? Here goes the broken record, right? Read the book every day and watch your quality of life adjust for the better. It's a narrow gate, correct knowledge. Correct knowledge is the narrow gate. I always say there's more than one way to skin a cat. There is not. I come from a family that hunts. They did that for their meals. Venison, beef, squirrels, rabbits. I come from that. There's not more than one way to skin a cat. Number one, who wants to skin a cat? Nobody eats cat. And there is not more than one way to skin an animal. That's nonsense.
It's a narrow gate. Knowledge and wisdom is a narrow gate. Psalm 32:8, I will instruct you and teach you in the ways you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Matthew 7:13, enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Talk with people who know and have experience. Surely be with the people who care about you, not necessarily your money. But a good day's pay for a good work, it's all good. Talk with people who want to make an honest trade. But be with people that have experience. Proverbs 11:14, where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Theories and generalities have no place in corporate environment. Knowledge and wisdom, there's no theory and generality there. Although creative thinking is an asset, it's an asset when it has to do with growth. When it comes to issues of organization, the majority of problems have tried and true solutions, not creative thinking. Basic building blocks of life are tried and true. Gambling with God's assets is never wise. Some people just say, well, I'm a little more open-minded than that, Pat. Oh, really? Some people are so open-minded, their brains have fallen out, right? Psalm 119:66, teach me knowledge and good judgment, for I trust your commands. Oh, wow. Winding up with discipline number 7. That one was knowledge. Discipline number 6, we just talked about it, knowledge, a narrow gate. Discipline number 7, direction. Well, that's the big one, isn't it? One must learn and be humbled by the fact that leading requires constant knowledge and wisdom from God, not self.
Well, I'm my own man.
You ever hear me talk about the lone wolf? You know what happens when a pack of wolves go by and see the lone wolf? All they see is the lone wolf has taken down a quarry, getting ready to eat that. When a pack goes by a lone wolf, all the pack sees is 2 sandwiches. The wolf, now a lone wolf, he's not part of the pack anymore. He's fair game. This is real stuff, man. You guys get it, right? Without God, direction of his almighty word, who are you listening to and learning from? Direction is key. What direction will you be going without constant Jesus Christ? Like Bob Dylan said in his song so long ago, you're going to serve somebody. Might be the devil, might be the Lord, but you're going to serve somebody. Look at society right now. Look at society mutilating our children, sexual confusion. Feel sorry for the bad guy. Good guys are held in contempt. What's up with all this stupid? It's in the book. Discipline number 7, direction. One must learn and be humbled by the fact that leading requires constant knowledge and wisdom from God, not self. Matthew 12:30. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. Now that's a big deal. That's a big deal. You got to know how to take direction. You got to know how to take direction. Even though you're the boss, you got to learn. You guys get it, right? You guys get it? Without God, direction, his almighty word, you'll be listening and learning to who? But direction is so key. You know, I was telling you before we got all that mess with Rev and Kevin there that Bob Dylan's song was you got to serve somebody, right? Might be the devil, might be the Lord, but you're going to serve somebody. Look at society right now. Look at it. I don't know if you heard me say it before all this started happening. We're mutilating our children, sexual confusion, feel sorry for the bad guy. We're feeling sorry for the bad guys now. The bad guys got rights. Good guys are held in contempt. What's up with all this stupid? It's in the book. It's in the book what happens, which is why I'm sure we had the problems that we had just now on this phone. James 3:15, doctrines of demons. Nobody in the demon department wants you to hear the following. That wisdom that I just said, society right now, mutilating our children, sexual confusion, feeling sorry for the bad guy, all that, doctrines of demon. This wisdom does not descend from above, but it is earthly, sensual, demonic. James 3:15. 2 Corinthians 11:13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Do you get what that says? They're going down hard, but they can impersonate someone of righteous goodness. Impersonate, and without the word and without knowledge and without good direction and learning, you'll buy it. I'll buy it. The great deception, I'll buy it without the word of God in my heart, my head, and on the tip of my tongue. Jesus in the desert sent the enemy, the devil, right back to hell using scripture. The devil went away from him using scripture. He didn't discuss with him. He didn't buy anything. He just gave him scripture. Without the capacity to know good direction, discernment in people, qualifications, strength in the Lord, knowing correct information, a traveler on this road is not prepared to make decisions and is a sitting duck for stupid. A sitting duck. Be of God, not of self. Self is just the devil's playground, man. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? Sales, marketing, accounting, law, quality control, knowledge and direction. Seven corporate disciplines. Without command of every single one. Command, not knowledge of or I'm aware of it. Command of every single one. Fear and the foolhardy ideas are at the helm. Put away childish ways and lead, teach, and inspire. 2 Timothy 1:7, for the Spirit of God gave us, the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Armed in the Lord, 47 is an unstoppable force within heart, mind, and soul. The original blueprint of a single person realized in God's will. Discipline is the key. Without it, failure is imminent. Proverbs 12:1, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is stupid. Armed in the Lord, 47, the seven disciplines. It's the original blueprint of what you should do every day. Sales, marketing, accounting, law, quality control, knowledge and direction. Is there any way to change that? No. Without mastering 47, you will be at a severe deficit, an easy prey for the predators that roam the forest of trade and opportunity. Roam the forest. Predators that roam the forest of trade and opportunity. God's blueprint for you. The predators that roam the forest where God's masterful blueprint is for you. You got anxiety? Got anxiety? Here's the prescription. It's the word of God. Got anxiety? You worried about tomorrow? You worried about today? Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Don't give way to it'll do, Lou, mediocre and foolishness. Joe Biden says we're in a battle for the soul of America. I don't know if he knows exactly what he's saying. I really don't know. We have an assignment. It is to be a good example. At 47, we learned seven ways to do that. To do what? A battle for the soul of America, for the soul of you, me, our children. But I don't know if he knows what he's saying. Because when he said that, we're in a battle for the soul of America. He was surrounded by transgender children. What's the matter with this guy? You're right, Joe. We're in a battle, not for ourselves necessarily, perhaps for the hearts and souls of America. Yeah. However, 47 is an example of what to do and to keep yourself in order so that you stand against chaos for our children. America needs God. Kids, you're a remnant of the example of what God has given that made America great, and that is being taken apart by the doctrines of demons. You don't think I'm right? Look around. Without 47, the wool, as they say, can be pulled over your eyes. Your children, your country, sales, marketing, accounting, law, quality control, knowledge, and direction. All of that comes under the heading of the narrow gate. We have a responsibility to restrain lawlessness.
What's that you say?
2 Thessalonians 2:7, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. What does that mean? That means that bad is happening right now. The Antichrist, all of it is happening right now. And the Holy Spirit is the restrainer. And when God takes that back, when he takes his church back, all hell will break loose. Bad is here and badder is coming. Stay the course. Keep these disciplines awake and alive. Well, what's that got to do with everything? Everything. If you are not in order, you will slip to the other side. You heard the scripture. You're either for me or against me. There's nothing in between. Well, I'm a good person. I believe in God, just not the same way. Oh, none of that. Teach by example, discipline, so that personally we learn and teach our children to restrain lawlessness and live straight and true in the responsibilities that he's given us. 2 Timothy 3, 1-5. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godlessness but denying its power. Having a form of godliness. Sorry, I misspoke that. A form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people turn away. People that say, godliness, I live a good life, but I do this, that, and the other thing. That's denying the power of God. I believe in God, but I do it my way. From people, turn away. From such people, turn away. That's scripture, man. Sales, marketing, accounting, law, quality control, knowledge, and direction. These are things that keep you in line with the responsibility that God has given you. There's much more to it than simply seven words, isn't it? It's the seven disciplines, not words, that outline so much. Discipline. You got to vote, kids. You got to pray, and you got to teach the prayer. Teach the prayer. We must vote and pray and teach prayer to our children. 2 Thessalonians 2:9, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. This guy can do all kinds of things. It looks great. Look at the media. Look at the superstars we have. Look at what they're purporting and touting. Look at this crazy demonic stuff that they're doing in front of our kids. 10 goes on to say, with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. These seven disciplines keep you in the love of the truth. Stay saved. Don't pretend like you got part of it. Don't pick and choose with God's word. These disciplines have kept me and my keister in order. And they'll do the same for you. Stop thinking you know something better than these disciplines. Well, I see it a little differently. I'm open-minded. Like I told you, people are so open-minded, their brains fell out. Chapter 47, the seven disciplines, 2024, stay sharp, aware in our Lord, Jesus Christ, aware in our Lord. Master these seven disciplines. Make it a point. Stay sharp in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. John?